Just as the Trump administration announced plans to roll back mercury regulations for coal-fired power plants, the Trump EPA also placed the head of its Office of Children's Health Protection on administrative leave. Mercury can lead to brain damage in children, and the Obama-era mercury rule also reduces enough soot and other pollutants to prevent more than 10,000 excess deaths a year among adults. With its director gone, the Office of Children's Health Protection is at risk of being closed altogether, and the EPA has already said it will close its Office of Scientific Advisor. Pediatrician and epidemiologist Philip Landrigan is the founding director of the Global Health Initiative at Boston College, and he joins us now. Dr. Landrigan, welcome back to Living on Earth.
Steve, it's good to be back with you. Thank you.
Dr. Ruth Etzel has been placed on administrative leave at the Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Children's Health Protection. What can we expect now that she's been placed on leave?
Well, she's a deeply knowledgeable person who brings an enormously deep skill set to this position. I'm afraid that the decision to place her on administrative leave may signal a decision by the Environmental Protection Agency in the present administration to de-emphasize the protection of children's health.
Often in a bureaucracy, when some executive is put on administrative leave, it's a signal that they're concerned about wrongdoing. What's being said about Dr. Etzel in this case?
Nothing has been said about wrongdoing. She was placed on administrative leave and no reason has been given.
Recently, the EPA announced that it wants to loosen restrictions on the amount of mercury that can come out of coal-fired power plants. Has me wondering if Dr. Etzel is being pushed to the side at the same time that they've made this decision.
Well, in recent weeks, the Office of Children's Health Protection at EPA has been arguing against the rollback of mercury emission standards. The story here is that all coal contains little bits of mercury. And when you burn coal, that mercury vaporizes. And if you burn a lot of coal, the little bit of mercury that's in each ton adds up to a lot. That mercury goes out into the air. It comes down in rivers and lakes and the oceans. It gets into fish. And then when a pregnant woman or a young child eats that fish that is contaminated with mercury, the mercury goes right through into the baby and has been well documented to cause brain damage. It reduces the child's IQ. It can disrupt the child's behavior. This can be lasting injury that is with the child for years and decades to come. Over the last decade, EPA worked very hard to put rules in place to reduce emissions of mercury from power plants. The Office of Children's Health Protection was very much involved in that process, arguing that mercury emissions needed to be controlled to protect the health of America's children now and in the future. I think any effort to roll back those rules is fundamentally wrong, it's immoral, and it's basically sacrificing America's future for somebody's short-term profit.
And perhaps the reason that Dr. Etzel's now on administrative leave for opposing that move.
It would be possible, yes.
Years ago, Dr. Landrigan, you were involved in starting the Office of Children's Health Protection at the EPA. How do you feel about this decision?
Well, I'm disappointed. I see the Office of Children's Health Protection as a vital watchdog within EPA. Children are a vital part of our population. They are 5 or 10% of our population now, depending on which age group you use as the cutoff, but they are 100% of our future. They're also an extremely vulnerable group within the population because of their biology, and they have no voice of their own. They count on us, the adults in the population, to speak up for them and to protect them. So I see walking away from the protection of children's health as being very damaging to America. I also think morally it's wrong. I think children deserve our special protection. But even leaving that off the table, it's just not wise for the future health, stability, security of this country.
Dr. Landrigan, briefly, what are some of the health risks of children that this office in particular has been protecting that we should be concerned about?
Well, the initial focus of the office was to protect children against toxic pesticides, and it has insisted that the risk assessors within EPA incorporate what are called child protective safety factors into pesticide standards. They also encourage the air office, the air pollution office, to set air standards low enough that they protect children's health. The office has sought to protect children against lead, and against mercury. It really covers a wide range of issues that have the potential to affect children's health.
By the way, the EPA is also looking to shut down its Office of the Science Advisor. Tell me, please, about some of the potential outcomes of this decision.
Well, the Science Advisor, like the Office of Children's Health Protection, is a watchdog. It provides advice to the administrator and the senior staff. It guides them to make decisions that are based on evidence and based on science, as opposed to other factors such as short-term political gain or profit. And if that office is dissolved, then I would argue that EPA, which is supposed to be a science-based organization, is going to be flying without a radar.
Some would say it's about money, that industry doesn't like these regulations. It's costing them money.
Yeah, various industries have pressed for many years to eliminate or at least weaken the Office of Children's Health Protection. I have no specific knowledge that an industry has intervened here, but certainly these actions are part of a consistent pattern that reflects industry's longstanding goal to eliminate or weaken the office.
I have to ask, how angry are you about this?
I'm very angry. I mean, I'm a pediatrician. I've devoted my professional life to protecting children against environmental hazards. I'm also a father and a grandfather. And it really angers me to see very carefully crafted protections for children's health that have been put into place with meticulous care over the span of two decades being ripped away in a weekend.
Philip Landrigan is a pediatrician and epidemiologist and founding director of the Global Public Health Initiative at Boston College. Dr. Landrigan, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you, Steve. It was a pleasure.